orphan's court is actually the court that probably more than any other affects real people with real problems. It's often called the probate court. It's the court that you go to when somebody dies and you're trying to pay off that person's debts and transfer that person's assets to the next in line, whether it's a spouse, it's children. That's the court that helps administer estates. The other thing this court is known for is dealing with guardianship proceedings. So if assets pass to a minor, somebody under age 18, the orphan's court is the court who that can appoint the guardian and then assist in supervising the administration of the guardian's funds.
Orphan's court, I guess.
The orphan's court.
Go ahead.
The orphan's court supervises the administration of the guardian's assets. Excuse me, the minor's assets.
Fair enough. I understand. Now, about these two ballot questions would require that judges on the orphan's court in Baltimore County and Prince George's County be attorneys. I think a lot of people might be surprised to think that there's a court in Maryland where the judge doesn't have to be an attorney. I understand most orphan's courts around the state don't require the judges to be attorneys. Is that correct?
Many of the orphan's court jurisdictions do not require that the orphan's court judges be attorneys. There are two jurisdictions, Montgomery County and Harford County, where there isn't really a separate orphan's court. It's the circuit court judges that serve and sit periodically as orphan's court judges. Circuit court judges are required to be attorneys, so in those two jurisdictions, the orphan's court judges in effect, always are attorneys. In addition, in Baltimore City, there is a constitutional requirement already that the orphan's court judges be attorneys. But in the other jurisdictions, we do not have a requirement that the orphan's court judges be attorneys.
Should these judges be attorneys, at least in Baltimore County and in Prince George's County? Why the need for this ballot question?
Because even if all of the current orphan's court judges happen to be attorneys, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. And if at some point a non-lawyer is elected as an orphan's court judge, that non-lawyer cannot act alone, cannot sit alone on orphan's court matters. One of the other judges, and often all three judges, will sit together to enable that non-lawyer judge to decide on any matters that come before the orphan's court. So as a matter of efficiency in those areas where there just are a lot of cases that have to move, it's much more efficient if all three of the judges, in fact, are lawyers and are required to be lawyers so that in the future we always know that they will be lawyers.
In Baltimore County, at least what you may know about Baltimore County and Prince George's County, do the judges meet as a group or do individual judges handle individual cases?
If they're lawyers, they can sit individually. There are two parts. One is the constitutional requirement. Does the orphan's court judge constitutionally have to be a lawyer? And the other is the statutory requirement. If an orphan's court judge happens to be a lawyer in certain counties, then that orphan's court judge can act alone. And the statute already says that in Baltimore County, Baltimore City, and Prince George's County, if the orphan's court judge in fact is a lawyer, that judge may sit alone. The problem is because it's not constitutionally required that they be lawyers, at some point we could end up with orphan's court judges who in those areas who are not lawyers, and then the caseload will become unmanageable.
I would think, as baby boomers age and a lot of other things, the orphan's courts in Maryland, if they don't already have a backlog, are going to have an even bigger backlog as the baby boomers age and as they pass away. Is Maryland already seeing that?
I think that you have to look jurisdiction by jurisdiction. We have some rural areas where the Orphans Court judges do not find that they need to sit constantly to manage the caseload. On the other hand, if you look at the 2010 census, the number of county residents ages 50 to 64 and ages 65 plus in Baltimore County exceeds that demographic in either Prince George's County or Baltimore City. And if you look as a percentage of the population, the percentage of those two age groups in Baltimore County is higher even than in Miami-Dade County, where we think of all these older people. In Baltimore County, when you look at people 50 and over, those people represent 34.7% of the total Baltimore County population. And in Miami-Dade County, according to the 2010 census, they only represent 31.7% of county residents. So you're right that as the baby boomers continue to age, we are going to see more and more of a caseload in certain jurisdictions, particularly we're anticipating in Baltimore County and in Prince George's County. We may not see that in the rural jurisdictions, so it's not necessary that we're going to need lawyer orphans court judges in some of those rural jurisdictions.
Final question, is it the position of the Bar Association that voters should approve question one, question two, or does the Bar Association even take a position on that?
The Estates and Trusts Section Council last spring, testified in favor of the constitutional amendment with respect to Baltimore County, and the year before supported the constitutional amendment for Prince George's County. So we are hoping that these referenda, these changes, are approved by the voters.